And the watch of your government, CAMHS has been brought to its knees. And the facts speak for themselves, Taoiseach. When you took office in 2020, there were just over 2,000 children waiting for a first-time appointment with CAMHS. Today, that number stands at nearly 4,000 children. The number of children forced to wait over a year for their first appointment for CAMHS has more than doubled since you took office on your watch. There are now 504 children waiting for their first appointment for over a year. And when you entered government, there was 72 CAMHS inpatient beds. Today, that number stands at 51. Taoiseach, this is a runaway crisis. Vulnerable, at-risk children and young people are locked out of urgent mental health care that they urgently need. And it is an emergency. Incredibly, the centrepiece of your mental health support for young people in this budget was to allocate €9 million for foam pouches. That's three times the additional money that you've provided for CAMHS, just £2.9 million for CAMHS. And I ask you, seriously, Taoiseach, what message does that send out to the young people that are crying out for support, crying out for help?
Just have to say, Deputy, I think your attempts to juxtapose a once-off £9 million expenditure on mobile phones with the broader and very serious issue of mental health for children is despicable and disgraceful. It's a conflation, it's a deliberate attempt to propagandise, to try and grab something out of the budget and then situate it in the context of mental health services for children. £143 million, Deputy, was secured by Minister Butler in this year's estimate for mental health. And may I say, so in respect of mental health, 2% of child population will need to access CAMHS. And we have invested very significantly in CAMHS over the last 4 years. But we want to prevent children from developing anxiety, from developing mental health challenges. And the more action we take at the preventative stage, the better for the child and the better for people more generally. I met Dr. Fauci when he was here in Ireland. It is acknowledged now that the biggest public health challenge to children is social media, is access to online. And you just ignore all of that for a cheap political stunt and headline.
Right here.
I think it's just, can we not have a sensible discussion about mental health?